Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you guys absolutely obliterated 2,000 likes on yesterday's video, so let's go for 4,000 today. Given your size, mom, I'm sure you're still hungry. The waiter to my entitled adoptive mother. So this took place on one of my biggest, most eventful days of my life, my graduation day. No, this did not happen recently, so you can rest assured that she no longer has any holds of me or any ties with me. Okay, here's the story. On my graduation day, it was hot and boring for those who were not going to receive any qualifications or any degrees. The relatives and friends who came to attend the ceremony would act as a standby for these graduates to go in and come out. They would be there as a personal staff, I guess, to help out carrying all the things that our graduation gowns could not. It was hot and the graduates were the only people with black gowns. So, sunbeaming and black gowns equals certain people would have passed out for sure. Anyway, that was not the point of the story. So while we were waiting for it to be my faculty's turn to go into the auditorium, my adoptive mother, father, my grandmother, my aunt, my cousin, the photographer, were complaining that they were hungry, including the photographer. I proposed to them an idea that I would pay for everyone's lunch because they all were there for me. I graduated early so I could work a little, but I was not earning much since I was only 3 months into the job. I would be earning about $500 per month and give the rest of the family about $66. On this day, I was left with $236. Therefore, everyone suggested a cheap restaurant nearby so he wouldn't have to travel far or didn't have to waste my money. Not my adoptive mother, obviously. She had a brilliant idea. OP took me once to this one exotic restaurant. It has the local food too. Everyone gets to eat anything they like. I did not object. I couldn't think of a proper place to eat, so whatever she said plus the heat, I just went whatever with it. So she took us to this Israeli place that I would often go with my friends and my cousin. My family went in and they were weirded out at first given the prices of the food, but it was okay with me. They were there for me and this was the least I could do as a thank you to them. It might not have been the best idea to eat there given the prices, but since it was a thank you gesture, I just let them decide what to eat. Once we sat down, the waiter that was super familiar with me came with the menu. Everyone looked through and just ordered one dish per person. That was fine with me. Everyone seemed to order what they liked and I was pleased with that. Even the photographer said thank you. He was a family friend, so basically I considered him an uncle. Anyway, everyone seemed to be pleased with everything, except my adoptive mother.
Well, this is great and all, but it's an experience. We should order more.
Are you gonna order more and be able to finish?
Of course, I would. It's your day. We should celebrate.
Okay, sure. So she asked the waiter for the menu again, you know, with the snappy fingers. She looked through the menu and ordered most things that were exotic and pricey. The photographer just looked at me and asked if I could afford it. I told him not to worry, as long as everything gets eaten, I would be happy regardless. I mean, that was a blatant lie. I wanted to hit my adoptive mother with a plate. The orders finally came. They were a bunch of food my other family members wouldn't eat. They usually eat the local food, but this was on my adoptive mother's plate, literally. She had to eat all of it, but of course not. She knew me and my cousin were the only people who liked exotic food. So, did she finish? F no.
Oh my god, I am so stuffed.
Do you plan on finishing the rest?
No, but you can eat the rest, you know.
Yeah, I am full with just my plates. Why did you order more if you knew you wouldn't finish it?
Come on, be a good host. We're here for you. Don't spoil it for everyone.
Are you serious? She knew I couldn't eat the rest because I would have to be waiting in the auditorium for about 5 hours without bathroom breaks. The uniform I had on was with a belt that had to be on tight, otherwise my skirt would fall off. If I ate a lot, I wouldn't be able to breathe, and she knew all of this but still suggested that I should eat everything up anyway. So I asked the waiter to pack the food up for us. He asked if the food was up to everyone's satisfaction. Everybody else said yes, except for my adoptive mother.
Yeah, the food today was not that great. Try harder next time. You're smart enough for someone from your village.
His eyes went livid, I swear. The dude knew me because I often went there and he would always treat me with kindness. He looked at me and back at her. I had to apologize for this woman's behavior, and he said, "I cannot believe you didn't finish everything, mom. No need to be modest. I judge from your size, and I'm sure you're still hungry." My cousin heard that and choked on her water. My grandmother heard it and pretended not to. My uncle just giggled. My aunt just looked at the waiter in disbelief. My adoptive father nodded in agreement to the waiter, and my adoptive mother was just in shock. "Hey, congratulations to the new graduate here. I will give you a discount today." The waiter said this, and I was so grateful for that. Not only because, one, the discount saved my butt because it was about $150 for our plates, but he deducted the price down to $90. And two, the waiter went savage on my adoptive mother, and I could not be any more grateful for that. We left there afterwards, and everyone was full. I had more food to take home, and she instructed that I carry them since she ordered them for me. But, lady, I paid for them. My cousin saw it and told me not to worry. She helped out with the rest. The rest of the day went okay. My entitled adoptive mother complained about anything that she could complain about. Everyone else congratulated me once the ceremony was done. Apart from my entitled mom, who said, "Can we just go home now? My feet hurt. I feel sick. That waiter totally ruined my day." Then we went home, and she still complained anyway. The end. Oh my god. Well, all I can say is shout out to that waiter. If you see someone being entitled, you're more than justified to put them in their place, and that's exactly what he did. Moving on to our next story. Now, this one is actually posted by one of my patrons on r/redditoryt. If you want to become a patron and get access to lots of perks, for example, having your name at the end of every single one of my videos, the link is in the description and in the pinned comment. Entitled mum tries to ruin my vacation and calls me 80 plus times when I don't answer the phone. Gets upset because I was ignoring her. Hello again, Reddit gang. So a few weeks ago, I posted a story about my job at a college call center, when an entitled parent called and screamed and swore at me and my supervisor for almost half an hour. Recently, I remembered what happened to me when I went on vacation in February of 2018. This story will be somewhat vague when it comes to details, like the last one, but I'll do my best to remember what I can. Also, not much swearing, but there was some yelling involved, and a whole lot of entitlement. Oh, and by the way, my mum's name is actually Karen, so you know this is going to be bad. So I had recently had a pretty rough semester at school where I got seriously injured in a public transit accident and was confined to a wheelchair for a few months while I recovered. I basically fell way behind in all my schoolwork and never properly finished submitting a request to be withdrawn from the courses due to medical reasons and hardship. So I pretty much failed the semester and decided to take the next one off to attend a blind and low vision service center training program to better assist me in my daily living activities. I suffer from several visual impairments that hinder my eyesight and cause me to wear glasses with extremely strong corrective lenses in order to see anything, mostly out of my right eye with no presence of any sort of peripheral vision at all. While I was in this service center training, my mother had planned out a huge cruise she would take around a majority of Europe to celebrate her 50th birthday. But she wouldn't be bringing me along with her. The many excuses she used included, "I'd be in school, it'd be too expensive, I needed a passport, etc." As a bit of petty revenge, I decided while she was gone that it would be a great idea to go on my own solo vacation to clear my mind, by doing the one thing I remembered from nearly 3 years prior that made me the happiest man alive, by visiting the happiest place on earth, the Disneyland Resort in California. It would be the first time I would ever take a whole trip by myself, not counting the time I flew alone to Puerto Rico when I was 13 to be with my entire extended family for Christmas, just after my grandfather passed away, all the times I've gone on trips lasting longer than a few days within the same state I live, since I don't really consider them vacations. I basically planned everything out in literally less than a week, and I would be gone for an entire week to enjoy everything about Disney all by myself. It would be an expensive financial investment, but do wonders for my long-term sanity. Anyways, enough boring backstory. You're here for the entitlements, or at least I hope you are, so let's begin. The first few days of my trip were wonderful. My departure flight was diverted to Las Vegas for an hour due to weather slash visibility concerns, and I got a free lunch courtesy of the captain, while the rest of the flight crew did their best to keep us entertained for the short time we were grounded, which I must say they did an excellent job at. When I did get to California, everything went as smooth as butter for the first few days I was there. I called my mother after getting to my hotel room to check in and let her know everything was going good, and then things went south in a heartbeat. On the fourth or fifth day I was there, my friend flew in to join me for the rest of my trip, as the flights were still very cheap and it wouldn't cost me anything to add him to my hotel, since I was paying for the room as a whole and not getting charged per person. For some reason or another, when my mum tried to reach me for God knows what, I remember speaking with her and arguing over the phone about something. And then I put my phone on Do Not Disturb since I didn't want to deal with it. Lo and behold, about 30 minutes later, I checked my phone to find she had called me about 85 times, or something like that, but I specifically remember the number was higher than 74 and lower than 100, and left me something like 10 to 20 voicemails basically saying, OP, call me back, I need to talk to you. I called her back later that day and the conversation went something like this. My entitled mum said in her broken English and Hispanic accent, why the heck didn't you answer the phone to me? I get worried something happened to you. Because I'm on vacation and I told you I didn't want to be bothered unless it was an emergency? But it is an emergency. I'm your mother and you need to answer the phone when I call you. I even called Alan, my friend, not his real name, to see if he knew where he was, but he said you know nothing and you go to the Disney and leave him at the hotel. Well, I told him I wasn't buying a ticket and I had plans for the day, so I didn't want to screw those up. I made dining reservations for a bunch of different restaurants for a majority of my trip, so I wouldn't have to worry about waiting forever for a table, and so I could try and plan out a schedule that worked for me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My friend, who was a choosing beggar, that story will come later, tried to follow me into the park by scanning my ticket on his phone, and he almost got caught and nearly got me banned from the parks. But the security guard understood and just gave me a warning about keeping my AP under lock and key.
I no care, why the heck do you not answer the phone? You hate me or something?
No. My entitled mum starts being overdramatic.
Oh, I am the worst mother on the planet and I should not be alive. I deserve to be dead than alive.
Mum, stop. Don't say things like that. You know I love you, but you have to respect when I want some space. That's all.
Whatever. I talk to you later. I need to calm down.
Yes, you do. I'll talk to you later. Bye. By this point, when I hung up, Karen was basically crying and furiously upset with me, and I still don't understand why. We had argued some more and I hung up, after which she apologized later that week after trying to leave me alone the rest of the trip. Sorry this wasn't super long or drawn out like before, but as I said, I have a horrible memory and this was almost 2 years ago now, so I don't remember a lot about it. In case you're wondering, my trip was amazing and was a well-needed rest from the crazy life I live now. I've gone back 2 times since and look forward to going to Disneyland again very soon. My favorite part of this entire story is that your mum is actually called Karen. I don't know if you guys remember Andrew's previous story, but yeah, it just makes me laugh every time that your mum is actually called Karen. Anyway, it's clear from reading this that although your mum may be a little bit entitled, she still does love you and wants to know what's going on. I don't really blame her for calling you, but maybe not 85 times. Anyway, that is going to be the end of this video. As I mentioned before, if you would like to see your name on every single end screen of mine, my Patreon link is in the description. If you want some more content from me, click the playlist on screen right now for my top 10 videos of all time. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow with some more Reddit content.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.